Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Clark Skelton, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word with you today. You may know my wife and myself. My wife, Anita, and I have been members at Mountain Brook for about 3 years. You'd be more likely to know my daughter and son-in-law, Sarah and Van Newell, that have been here about 15 years, and Gideon and Isaac, our grandsons. I travel a lot on Sundays. I'm a semi-retired pastor and former missionary to Korea, and now I work with Korean Baptist churches throughout the state of Alabama, so I'm on the road a lot of Sundays, but I get here as often as I can and love Mountain Brook Baptist Church. Appreciate Mary and Wayne and the staff and being a part of this devotion plan for Advent. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways that we can see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Saturday, December 14th, and I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 18 and 19 from the New International Version. Let me give you just a little context first. If you're reading the whole chapter, 10th chapter of Ezekiel, it may be a little bit confusing. Ezekiel is a prophet who was a contemporary of Jeremiah. He was preaching in a time of decline for the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom. They were being taken away into Babylon. And Ezekiel, God gave Ezekiel the picture of what was happening. And Ezekiel writes in unusual language. It's called apocalyptic literature, like the Book of Revelation. In fact, it is one of the places in the Old Testament that we have some of the images that are picked up in the Book of Revelation by the Apostle John. And so it can be a little bit confusing. He talks about chariots with wheels inside of wheels that can turn any way and go any direction. All of that is about just helping us try to understand that God is in control and His Spirit moves wherever the Spirit wants to go. And the focal passage is verses 18 and 19 of chapter 10. I'm going to read that for us, and that's what we're going to look at together. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stopped above the cherubim. While I watched, the cherubim spread their wings and rose from the ground. As they went, the wheels went with them. They stopped at the entrance to the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Our devotional today is entitled, God's Light Departs. Ezekiel was a prophet of the Lord God to the people of Judah. He spoke for God during the time of the exile when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, conquered the people of Judah and carried the leaders of the nation into captivity in Babylon about 598 BC. Ezekiel was a contemporary of the prophet Jeremiah, and like Jeremiah, Ezekiel warned of God's judgment, which was coming because of the sin of God's people. However, even after King Nebuchadnezzar initially conquered Judah and carried Judah's leaders into captivity, God's people still did not repent of their sins. In fact, Ezekiel said that idolatry was even being practiced in the temple of the Lord God. Because of the ongoing sin of God's people, in chapter 10, Ezekiel used fiery coals to symbolize that God Himself was bringing judgment on the people of Israel, the people of Jerusalem. This judgment came in 587 BC when the armies of Babylon returned to Jerusalem and completely destroyed the city and the temple. In chapter 10, verses 18 and 19, Ezekiel described the Spirit of the Lord departing from the temple because of the sinfulness of God's people and their unwillingness to repent. God reluctantly departs from the temple, knowing that His departure will bring terrible suffering upon His people when they are ravaged by the armies of Babylon. God's presence is described as the glory of God, which is depicted as a shining light. When God's shining light departs, all that remains in Jerusalem is the vast darkness of sin and suffering. God spoke through Ezekiel to warn his people that their continued sinfulness would bring his judgment upon Jerusalem and bring the destruction of the temple. The people of Judah were devastated when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed by the armies of Babylon in 587 BC. They had always assumed that God would never let his temple be destroyed because it was his house. Ezekiel's message for us is that we must always examine our hearts for sin, both as individuals and as a church, as God's people. The season of Advent reminds us that God's standard for right living is Jesus. Therefore, whenever we are not like Jesus, we must confess our sins both individually and as a community of faith. We must repent and turn back to God. God's promise is that if we confess our sins, He will forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9 in the ESV. Let's pray together. Father, we confess that we are not like Jesus and we experience darkness instead of the light of your presence. Thank you that when we confess and repent of our sins, you are faithful to forgive us and restore the light of your presence in our lives and in our church. Amen.